This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is marking Ukraine's Independence Day by announcing billions more in military aid.
Nearly $3 billion in weapons and equipment aimed at ensuring Ukraine can defend itself for the long term. Earlier aid packages were focused on more immediate needs in what is now a six-month-old war with Russia. Officials say this package will fund contracts for drones and other weapons that may not reach the battlefield for a year or two. As he notes both the six-month mark and Ukrainian independence, the president says in a written statement it's bittersweet, but also an affirmation that Ukraine proudly remains its own country. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Now to Tuesday's primary voters' decisions.
Florida Democrats chose U.S. Representative Charlie Crist as their nominee for governor Tuesday, setting up a November showdown with Republican incumbent Ron DeSantis.
This guy wants to be president of the United States of America, and everybody knows it. However, when we defeat him on November 8th, that show is over.
In New York, two longtime members of Congress squared off because of redistricting, and House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler defeated House Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney in a Democratic primary. Tuesday's contest concluded a run of primaries in 18 states over just 22 days. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden may announce federal student debt forgiveness today. He'd promised in the past to forgive up to $10,000 in student debt for those who are eligible, reportedly those who earn less than $125,000 a year. Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin is apologizing after a video showed two women kissing and posing topless at the official summer residence of the Prime Minister. This is AP News. The U.S. military says it had to do this to protect and defend U.S. personnel.
The U.S. military has said that it has carried out airstrikes on targeted areas in eastern Syria. U.S. military authorities said the strikes were on areas used by militias that were backed by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. Opposition war monitor, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, and an activist group said the airstrikes targeted the Ayash camp, which is made up of Shiite fighters from Afghanistan. A U.S. military spokesman said the strikes were necessary to protect and defend U.S. personnel. The spokesman also added that the attack was in response to an earlier attack by Iranian-backed militias that targeted a garrison used by American forces on August 15th. I'm Karen Chamas.
The San Diego Zoo Safari Park has a new male white rhino, born August 6th. He doesn't have a name yet. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.